Now to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Cash cattle trade really current. Let's talk about that today in just a moment.
Oklahoma owned and Oklahoma grown. That's Stillwater Milling Company, manufacturers of A&M feeds. Hi, this is Rob Botter, and we take pride in our A&M livestock feeds, focusing on quality ingredients that yield quality products. You'll see our fleet of Orange Mack trucks delivering throughout Oklahoma, and we want you on our list. Whether you're feeding one pony or 1,000 cows, there's an A&M feed that's right for you. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
There's a lot of things that can happen to your crop. Hail, drought, floods, none of them good. But you can protect the crops with Farm Bureau's revenue-based crop insurance. You can't control the weather or the markets. You can control and manage risk. Stop by your county Farm Bureau office today and learn how revenue-based crop insurance can make something good happen. Deadline for spring planted crops, March 15th.
Another member service of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
Record cash cattle prices have U.S. cattle producers selling steers and heifers ahead of schedule and at lighter weights. People are selling cattle at $1.18 a pound, so they're not going to hold on to them, according to one Texas feedlot operator. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Mark says that this has been building for several weeks here in 2011.
I think what we've seen is on the supply side here, packers are pulling cattle ahead in feed yards just a little bit. In fact, I think earlier last week or in the week before, we saw not only were show lists cleaned up, but cattle feeders starting to show some of the B-list show cattle anyway, you know, kind of cattle that weren't really scheduled to leave for another week or two. You also see that when you look at the dress weights and what's been going on there, we've seen a lot of variability in dress weights on cattle, on the all cattle dress weights, as well as steer and heifer and cow weights. We've seen pretty large declines actually now since the beginning of the year on cattle weights. We started the year on average cattle weights at about 791 pounds. We're down to about 775 now. Steer weights have dropped about 25, 26 pounds. Heifer weights have been dropping as well. Cow weights especially are pulling our average dress weights lower. Just in the last 2-3 weeks, we've lost 15 pounds on cow weights. I think primarily because we shifted into slaughtering more dairy cows now than beef cows, and so sometimes you'll see cow dress weights drop as a result of that. But there's a variety of things that are going on there, including the winter weather we had a couple weeks ago helped draw dress weights back. But we're also pulling cattle ahead maybe just a little bit. And the culmination of all that means that packers have to slaughter more cattle in order to produce the same amount of beef. Now, you mentioned the demand side of the picture as well, and certainly on the box beef side, we finally are starting to see a lot more support there. I think we're also at about 7.5-year highs or something now on box beef prices. On Friday, we saw a really big day, up over $2 on both choice and select product. So we ended up, I think, on the Friday morning quotes anyways at 180.83 on choice and 179.70 on dressed. And you recall several times I've always been saying in the last 6 months, honestly, that it's been very hard to push box beef prices beyond the low 170s. And we finally did that this week. We ended up on pretty good box movement, continuing to move prices higher every week. And so that's an indication probably of a little bit stronger demand.
Cattle market watcher Daryl Mark, and indeed the latest numbers that we got just yesterday afternoon after we had talked to Dr. Mark was the fact that wholesale box beef trade continued moving sharply higher on Monday, sharply up choice beef up $3.51 at $184.97. Very strong wholesale box beef trade supporting these strong cash cattle prices. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
If you've got cattle, you pay your beef checkoff. But do you know where it goes and if it's worth it? Well, this is Baxter Black, and I found the answers on mybeefcheckoff.com. When I sell a critter, I'm supporting projects that keep consumers loving beef. And volunteers, folks like you and me, decide how the dollars are invested, and they're good at it. Each dollar invested returns a $5 bill. So check out mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.